All right, hello, and welcome to another episode of Coaching You Through All Things Education. I am really excited today because our guest is bringing this term that some of us in education are super embracing, particularly if you are a student, and some maybe educators, but then maybe some are saying, is that a great thing to have or not? So AI is going to be one of the topics that we're talking about today. I have with me Aditya Avani.
And funny, yeah, that's right.
Avani, co-founder of Best Parents, an education technology platform for parents looking to discover the best summer camps and educational opportunities for their teenagers to prepare for college. Yes, I said that, right? Not just camps, just to be in camp. Well, although those are fun. But this one, what we're going to talk about today, are going to be a focus around preparing those teens for a little bit more. We're going to hear about those opportunities within the education sector. Aditya's experience in educational consulting plays a crucial role in helping parents find the right program for those teens to help them to be as prepared for their future as possible, with the help of AI and expert consultants who offer that white glove service. Wowee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, absolutely. It's an honor to have you. I'm super excited. So we're going to start off. Before we start off on our questions, the broad question, of course, is please or just share a little bit about you. What's a little bit more about you that I didn't share already?
Sure. So actually our business Best Parents is co-founded by me and my wife Birchin, and she has 15 years of experience in education consulting from mostly Turkey and Europe, where she sent over 1,000 students abroad, like helped them apply to different education institutions abroad. And I am an AI engineer in San Francisco. Although I've had some experience with education travel before, I've worked with like a couple of nonprofits and stuff, and I built an education travel marketplace before, which is also very interesting. But actually, this current company, Best Parents, is basically the best of both our sets of experience in a way. You mentioned AI, and actually, even before AI appeared on the scene, I think the world of parents, schools, teachers, educators, we were all living in a future shock already, because of like what the iPhone and digital devices, the effect that they've had like on everybody and social media and stuff like that. Now more than ever, parents can supervise their kids like closer than ever, and at the same time, kids can, hide in these secret online worlds that are not that safe because they're kind of transparent in a way. So both Birch and I felt it was really important to create like a structured place in the education system where kids can be away from their parents and away from their phones and away from their local community. And so they can try to be someone else and try to explore a new subject. And we realized that more than before, it's important to create those spaces because,
Absolutely.
a lot of us, especially as adults, we just assume like kids have these spaces, but I think they really don't because they always feel like somebody's watching me or, embarrassed to try something new.
Isn't that something? The words that came to mind in my head as you were speaking, were, first of all, innovation, right? You
Thank you.
took two different skill sets, two different expertise, yours and your wife's, and put them together, right? I mean, to me, that's innovative. And then the second piece is, it's a need. It's not just a need for the parent, which I'm sure you're going to speak to that as well, but it really sounded like you were also talking about the need that students or children have, teens have, young people, where they need to be creative. right? They need to think outside the box, right? Because, like you said, they can be someone else. They can explore something they haven't thought of next. And just imagine, I think of, and tell me, am I way off here? But I'm thinking of like those in their careers who work for Google, right? Where the whole world is, or their whole workplace is meant to stimulate that creativity. And here you are, right? At that teenage level, sparking that, so that imagine what they would be like when they get to out of college, right? Et cetera. But I might have gone too far there. Am I in the wrong direction?
I mean, I think there's definitely huge elements. Yeah, I think if you can't connect with like your future career, it's very hard to do that. I mean, when I grew up in a city called Mumbai, and it was like an industrial city. So you could see every business, and it was like crowded. So you could like look inside the textile mill. You could see the stockbrokers trading shares. You could see people carrying milk. You could see them carrying flour. You know, like it would just like in the morning, people wake up, the bread gets baked. Like there's this whole like
Oh, I
city of
love.
industry in front of you. Yeah, but that you don't get to see that anymore.
Oh, no.
And careers have become more and more specialized. So whatever's going on inside Google, you and I don't get to see it. And so if you're a kid, how do you know that's what you want? Right. So one thing we do take very seriously is helping teenagers who are at that stage where they're trying to aim themselves, connect directly with professionals in industry just like that, along with educators in these short 2-week sessions where the kids get personalized attention. So they feel like I can be that person, I can get to know that person, and they can aim themselves in a way. Because once they aim themselves towards something or towards being like someone, you know, opportunities just open up by themselves. Because,
Absolutely. Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we're going to get into that a little bit deeper here with how you all have with your company created camps that have evolved beyond just being fun. Can you tell our audience a little bit more about that?
Sure. So how this actually began might be helpful. So Burçin's from Turkey, and she did go to Cambridge to do her English certificate. She was an English teacher in Turkey originally, and then she became a college counselor. And this was back in the 2010s. And this was because when you speak English in a country where people don't, when they're trying to apply to college abroad, they naturally gravitate to you looking for advice. But she quickly realized like they're asking her these very detailed questions about different parts of the world, about different subjects that she, as the local university graduate, you know, she felt that she knew something, but you know, not everything. Like, what's the difference between genetics and microbiology, for example, right? Like, even people say they want to study business, but do they mean accounting? Do they mean finance? Do they mean entrepreneurship? You know, even they may not know, right? And so one of the things that she quickly discovered is to help her students match their best fit. She discovered that many universities offered pre-college programs and many private institutions offered pre-college experiences. And she used a combination of those to help kids align themselves better with the subjects that they thought they want to try. And, you know, as often as not, they quickly discovered they don't like the subject. They just thought it was cool because they saw a poster or their uncle does it or, you know, but when they actually try it, you know, I can't stand the sight of blood is like one of the most common like things we hear, right? But I thought I wanted to be a doctor. So yeah, it's stuff like that. Or kids don't know like studies can be interdisciplinary. Like I want to study AI and economics. So how do I, you know, bridge that gap? Yeah. So kids get this idea, you know, each person is one subject because of like how we teach it in school, but in reality, people are at the border or moving across them or so she came up with that approach, and she became very successful as a result. She had really great satisfaction. And so when she came to the US and the pandemic happened, we looked at the education landscape and we decided that more than ever before, when the pandemic ended, it would be important for kids to be able to select from like a huge menu of options. And because the kids themselves and families who are often helping them do the choosing, because they themselves don't have direct experience in the subjects, we thought that, you know, they'll need the help of expert counselors to help them choose, like, because what is genetics, or if I want to study this, can I can I study this? Am I even capable? Like, is my English good enough? Is my math good enough? Like, how do I actually get to where I want to be? Right?
Right.
Step by step. Yeah. And then while we were doing all that, generative AI appeared on the scene, and it turned out it is actually really excellent at exactly this sort of thing. Like, because you can chat to it, it's very safe. It doesn't get every answer 100% correct, but we have the human counselors to review everything, and we also try to include school counselors and stuff and parents in the decision. Yeah, but as a first step, it's a very safe place to workshop like what you're feeling. And we right now we have a really good search that's AI based, so you can search for whatever subject you want, and it'll guide you through a few questions, and it'll find you programs of that type. But we are also developing and moving towards intention-based search, which is a kid can just come and say like, oh, I want to be like Elon Musk in the future. And then it'll come and talk to you about, well, how are your grades, right? And, and do you want to be an entrepreneur or do you want to be a rocket engineer? Like, which
Interesting.
aspect are you actually interested in, or which would you like to try first? Because, people can have diverse careers. So that's where the AI
Absolutely.
comes in. In helping people choose.
That's fabulous. So help me understand that a little bit better, because I think that for the majority of the audience, the general, the person who might know even this little bit about AI, we think about Chat GTP,
Yeah.
right? But you're talking about something possibly different, or is it starting with chat and moving into another space?
Right now we're starting with search, which is similar to chat, where you like look for something and you find something and then you can explore more about it. But in the future, we want to move a little more towards chat as well. And we do have some other product like ideas in development about like career choosing tools and stuff. But again, we want you to be able to come in and say, I want to be more like maybe a person, ideally, or closer to a subject, and then just talk about it and be able to continue that conversation whenever you want,
Yeah,
so
that's
that you can,
incredible.
yeah, because even if you don't end up buying like one of our programs, just the process is extremely helpful, and we're also tying up with, nowadays there's quite a few AI college counselors coming up, to help kids develop their lists of colleges. So we're actually working with like one, maybe two of those as well to improve like how they offer different choices, to kids.
That is something else.
Yeah.
Really, thank you for sharing that because, again, it just opens up our minds to different possibilities. We're talking about a person, you're talking to a person, who's lived a 5 decades plus. And so just thinking of that innovation, again, I like to use that word. I
And
like too much.
if you
Go
don't
ahead.
mind, I'm sure you've had experiences this way. Like you've been to a school and you've seen a room full of catalogs for these programs that are really excellent. And some of them will say like leadership in, this mountain range or whatever, just as an example. And actually, this can be a life-changing experience for the right person at the right time.
Oh,
But
absolutely.
just from that title or even the few pictures, you can't really get a sense for like, is this the right opportunity for me right now?
No,
And
you're
so when
right.
you're actually having like a wide-ranging conversation at your own pace, you can actually be introduced to all these different things that you didn't really think about before. And the Birchin's experience is from Turkey. So if you study this industry, and it is actually already industry in, especially in, and I'd never seen this because I grew up in India and then in the USA, so I'm English speaking. But if you see how they do it in a non-English speaking country, it's very eye-opening, because over there, at least now it's changed because many of the kids speak pretty good English. But at least when they grew up, if you wanted to study abroad, you had to talk to someone.
Yes, to practice.
Not just to practice the language, to actually literally explore like what is X, what is Y, what is Z, because it's so far away from home, right? And so far from what you know. So you actually have to talk to them, like, do you think industrial engineering is better for me, or do you think this is, and in Turkey in particular, I don't know if you've visited this part of the world, but people are very sincere about other people's passions. So they
Ah,
ask each other, like, why are you studying this? How will it suit you? You have this before and after, like, when you do this, what does it mean to you?
Oh,
And then you
absolutely.
evaluate it.
Wow.
And so when we saw the whole process, we're like, wow, this is something that is really, and actually it's been backed up by the research as well. So there's less research on pre-college exploration as perhaps, someone in our industry would like, but there's been quite a bit of research on what just even going to summer camp does for kids,
Oh,
especially from underprivileged backgrounds, but all kids. And the
sure.
funny thing is, well, in this light, it's contextualizing the experience and looking back on it has a huge increase in the value it gives kids when they are asked to write essays about it 2, 3 months later. Like, what did you learn at camp? What was your favorite thing? They're transported back to that moment and they're able to take the lessons from there and bring them into their life. And it makes them happier. And they get all these other benefits too, that they can try on new identities and stuff, and safe place to explore. So that's how it all came together.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Can you tell us how parents can select some of these enrichment programs or summer camp locations to meet their child's unique needs?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have our website. It's bestparents.com. That's plural, parents, bestparents.com. It's fairly easy to remember, we hope. And if you just visit it, the homepage is fairly inviting. It'll just say, like, find a course, or there's like a little search engine, or there's an AI matching tool as well. All three of them are pretty good ways to get in. And our whole catalog is like linked to everything else. On almost every page of our website, you can click a button and book an appointment with our advisor. And our advisors are expert counselors. I'd say all of them have a decade of experience or more. And all the camps on our, all the programs on our website are accredited by a major accreditation institution. So, like the ACA, or which is the American Camp Association, or British Council, or Swiss Learning, or accredited by different like boards, like the College Board and stuff.
That's
And
absolutely.
so they're all accredited, and we specialize in programs that are used to accommodating international students. And they're in, I think, 8 different countries, the destinations right now. So the majority of them are the USA, UK, Switzerland, Europe. But then we have some programs that are in Costa Rica and a few in Africa. And every year, our catalog is increasing hugely. But
Of
we
course.
only approve programs that have, typically decades of experience with thousands of students who all have great outcomes, because we want to be sure that if you find something on Best Parents, you can really go out of your comfort zone and try something new or try a new geography. So if you're an American parent, you want to send your kids for the first time to Oxford or Cambridge just for like a change of scene. And actually, like, in our opinion, many of our ideas come from the Oxford and Cambridge tutoring system. Because what they do there is they directly connect kids to professors. And the professors have a history of teaching kids directly. So you actually get to sit, with master tutors and stuff. And if for whatever reason you're not ready for that experience today, our counselors will help you first find a program this year and then advise you to go there next year. We're pretty good at that sort of step by step. And another thing we do is, we do have programs for not everybody yet. We're working on the special education part. We hope to expand that in the future, but we can accommodate a lot of different kinds of students. And one thing we can do is we can offer experiences at the highest level for students of all capabilities where they're at. So that gives them a lot of opportunities to like try living on campus at Harvard, or visit Cambridge in the summer, or visit UCLA. And so that's also a really valuable experience, because all the time we see students learn to motivate themselves once they get a taste of, what it can really be like.
Absolutely, right?
Yeah.
That is incredible. You're talking about where students, all students, right? And of course, you're working on things to add in supports, but you're providing opportunities for all students to learn globally, what they're interested in doing, which there's huge importance, as I know I'm speaking to the choir here on that. There's a huge importance around being a global citizen, being a global learner. You coming from India and the United States and living in the United States as well, for those who have never left the United States, this is a fantastic opportunity where they're, again, like figuring out for themselves, with an expert, with a master, person who of expertise who is helping them sort of figure navigate, this is what I'm interested in, this is what I might want to do. But it's also giving them those opportunities, like you said, to go to some of the best of our own here in the United States, college institute and universities, but also globally. Wow, that's really great.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yes. Can you provide us with some tips on the application process to help parents secure a spot for their children in these coveted programs?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for asking. So our team does a really good job of helping people create plans and figure out where best to go. But pre-college programs are not, huge. So each session will only have 20 seats or 40 seats. So definitely coming to Best Parents is a good idea, especially when it's late in the season like now, because many of the things, if you try to find them on your own right now, even for your own dates, they're going to be fully booked. But if you come to Best Parents, we'll be able to tell you what's available. We have live inventory, live availability of, dozens of America's top campuses. So it's really helpful. But obviously, I think especially, the earlier you book, the better. So people who don't know much about this industry, is honestly, like November is a great time to really look into things. Yeah. And if you're looking for a scholarship, then even October. So like the minute you go back to school, you actually want to be thinking about next summer, because college is very competitive. And then pre-college, it's not competitive, it's just not widely available. So then when you go past that to like scholarships or your perfect program, honestly, there's a lot of advantages to being an early bird and booking in October or November that people don't realize. And then if it's late in the day, then we're probably your best bet, because at that point, inventory is still quite available, but very spotty. And without a portal like Best Parents, you end up having to spend a lot of time contacting all these different institutions, like signing up on their form and then going through three pages and then, oops, it's not available for the date I wanted, or and we really help with all these other like gap conversations, like when kids are not feeling confident about their grades in a subject, like should I really be taking coding even though I just didn't do so well at math? It's a good question, right? And when you're directly applying, that's not something you can easily ask often. Plus, yeah, so whereas we would actually be able to guide you, and we actually conduct the assessments and stuff for a lot of these programs ourselves and help with the enrollments, so we can really tell you like where you might, be best matched this upcoming summer. And another thing is we are doing more and more outside of summer as well. I'd say like 70% of our business is summer, but we are starting to get more and more into year round and
Oh, great.
into other sorts of so one thing that's really big amongst kids is internships, and actually more so than internships is research programs.
Wonderful.
So these days, to get into a selective college, like a highly selective one, it's harder than ever. And that's not the only reason. The other reason is kids, universities want to see very well prepared students, right? And a very well prepared student is one who knows how to navigate the education system by themselves, right?
Sure,
Through structured
absolutely.
exploration. Right. So a lot of kids these days, at least the ones that we help service, they already are very interested in doing research with a professor or a department at a professional level or an internship. Just what you had parked there with that Google thing, right? And so more and more we are trying to help offer those opportunities year round.
Oh, that's
So like
wonderful.
in the spring on the weekends, or but our core focus is right now the 2 to 6 week long in-person experience, and then we use that as a launch pad to support you later on through more opportunities like I described.
That's amazing. Because a lot, like you think, when I think of traditional camps, it's in the summer and that's it. But I love how you have obviously built partnerships with
Yes.
various higher ed institutions and possibly organizations. Like you said, research is going on all year round. And imagine if you want to, or coding, right, is also going on all year round. But imagine that in October, in April, you have this opportunity to explore it. And as earlier, you were giving a great example about the pre-college, programming. I was thinking about for our own daughter.
Oh, I should have asked.
That's okay. Well, no, she's grown now, but she experienced that same thing. She was in the pre-college program, was really excited, right? And she was like, oh, that's not the route I want to go. But I'm glad that happened. And I know that the parents listening, on this call are thinking, what an incredible program you have to offer that before you shell out the dollars, right?
Exactly.
The
It's a huge
major that
investment. The
you're
more you can de-risk it, the better. Like
not in.
it's incredible the amounts. So putting in a small amount to see if it's the right fit for you is really priceless in the long run.
Oh,
And
yeah.
another thing along those lines, so if you do college credit courses in your local town, or if you take university pre-college, those are really good, but they tend to be like 6 weeks long, and they also tend to be not depends on the subject and the college, of course, but you can end up like in a large classroom with like 20 or 30 others, and then you have your classic like it's summer and I'm at the back of the class, and maybe I should be playing basketball or whatever. Like
Right.
so the programs that we do, A, they tend to be shorter, like 2 weeks long. They
Yes.
tend to be more intensive, so you have groups of usually no more than 7 or 10 max, and you have like student teacher ratios that are really small. And generally, the TA, or ideally the professor, just depends on the program, will actually write a personalized reference for each kid about their suitability to the subject. And so it is more about getting an idea of, am I good at this subject and do I connect with the people in this field, than just about like getting grades. So it's a different approach, like it's a different focus. Both are very valuable. But I think ours is underserved, except by us right now, from what I've seen.
All right. Well, I know everyone listening again, that website, we will make sure we get it into the show notes, is bestparents.com.
.com,
Awesome. Yes, indeed. So I have a question that I like to ask all of my guests. And it's great because the audience gets to see a side of you maybe they didn't think about, but it also is kind of a reflective piece. So if you could have a billboard with anything written on it, what would it say?
I guess I would be telling teenagers that you shouldn't be afraid to explore the right way.
There it is. Don't be afraid to explore the right way, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you'll find way more support from everybody around you.
Indeed. I love that. Okay. Well, we are going to wrap up for today, but this has been absolutely enlightening. I appreciate your expertise that you have brought to our audience today, as well as me. I'm thinking of some things, grandchildren as they come down the pike, right?
Yeah, anytime, just message us. We'd love to hear from you and your community, Ms. Luanga Clay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been great
Yes.
meeting you. Yeah.
All same here. But I think also we didn't touch on this very much, but I think even our educational leaders, like they should be referring this program for their families that they serve at their schools because, of course, naturally they curate what's quality and what's best and what everything that you've shared has been something that every parent should be considering for their child. So, thank you so much again for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. We'd love to hear from them.